Hi, this is Pastor Mike Chingler from Hope Presbyterian Church in Syracuse, and I'm your pastor for the day. Prayer is such a vital part of our Christian life, it could almost be compared to breathing. Breathing is a natural and essential part of our physical life, and prayer is a natural and essential part of our spiritual life. Biblical prayer, among other things, nurtures and strengthens our faith as we direct our thoughts and our words to the Lord with thanksgiving, confession, and petition. And in Daniel chapter 9, we find one of a number of examples in the Bible of godly and faith-filled prayer, with some valuable lessons that we can learn from the prayer of Daniel for Israel. Let me read there the first three verses from Daniel 9. In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, by descent a Mede, who was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, perceived in the books the number of years that, according to the word of the Lord to Jeremiah the prophet, must pass before the end of the desolations of Jerusalem, namely 70 years. Then I turned my face to the Lord God, seeking him by prayer and pleas for mercy with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. These verses tell us about the setting for Daniel's prayer and what it was that prompted him to this particular prayer. And basically, it was the promise of God's word. Daniel saw that, through the prophet Jeremiah, the Lord had promised that the captivity in Babylon would last for 70 years. And then Babylon would be overtaken by the Persians, and Cyrus the Great would allow the Jews to return and rebuild the temple. Daniel saw that this time had arrived. And so he began to pray earnestly for God to have mercy on his people, to restore them and their land and their temple. Exactly what God had promised that he would do. Which for some of us might prompt the question, if God had already promised he would do this, why did Daniel need to pray about it? But actually, this shows us something very important about prayer and faith and the word of God. The prayer of faith is a prayer that's grounded on the promises of God's word. It is calling on God in faith, based on his word, to do what he says he will do. And in this way, prayer is an exercise of faith and an expression of faith in the Lord. Having faith in prayer is not about working up faith to believe that God will do whatever it is that we want from him, as if we could manipulate God to our own ends. It's rather about believing God's word and trusting in his goodness to us. Praying in faith is about aligning our faith and our desires with God's will and his purposes. In prayer, God invites us to call on him to do what he has promised. And our prayer then is both a means that God uses to accomplish his will, but also a means of growing and strengthening our faith in him. In Daniel's case, it was the promise of God's word found in Jeremiah that gave him the confidence to pray for mercy, to pray for the restoration of Israel and the temple, because this was something God promised he would do. And his prayer was not just an empty exercise. God heard Daniel's prayer, and he answered that prayer. And in that way, his prayer became a means through which God accomplished his purpose for Israel. The takeaway is this. If we want to pray more effectively, number one, we need to be in God's word, filling our hearts and our minds with the truths and the promises of God that are found there. And number two, we need to let our prayers be directed by God's word, so that our prayers are an exercise of faith in the promises of God. This is Pastor Mike Chingler from Hope Presbyterian Church in Syracuse, and your pastor from the day. And may you have a blessed day in the Lord Jesus Christ.